All right, I'm going to be honest with you. When we wanted to start a website for Sophomore Roach, I was just going to go the easy route, make a link tree, put some links online, blah, blah, blah. Forget about it. And then, funny enough, the day before we put that out, we got a DM from this guy, and he was just trying to do some research on the podcast and find out about how we handle our data and all of that. And then we ended up on a call with him. We saw what he was building, and we were convinced immediately of its value to Submerge. Revert took all the work away from us, and it gave us much more functionality to run the podcast how we wanted to. Honestly, it was a no-brainer. Revert is Black-owned and lets artists, creators, podcasters, and managers easily set up personable, customizable websites, get sign-ups into your community, message them, own your relationship with your supporters, and sell audio, video, merch, and NFTs all in one place. You get to see details about fan engagement, purchase history, etc. And then they are all packaged in these fun real-time engagement scores that let you tailor your content, exclusives, and offers for them to unlock based on past actions as well. It's amazing. That's why here at Submarine Roach, we're really excited to have partnered with Revert, and we've used it firsthand, so we know what the hell we're talking about. Timmy and I also use it for Duduke, our playlist. Escort uses it, Ivy Soul, Godwin Tom, and hundreds of other Black creators that just want to manage their data and keep creating cool stuff. So go to rivetapp.co/register. That's rivetapp.co/register right now. I would advise you to do it with your computer so you can see all the premium features, which are free, by the way, because we love you and you're signing up through us. Also, you can earn dollars just by bringing people on to join the platform as well. And one last thing, if you haven't already, watch out for our exclusive episodes dropping to our River community. So you can just leave your email on our page and we can revert you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Submarine and Roach, your easy listening jazz program station radio thing. I'm your host. Donnie Singular.
Donnie Singular.
And I'm joined by my fellow host.
Fellow host.
Trigger warning coach.
Trigger warning coach. That is T.
And Easy Motion Penis Maiwa.
And Easy Motion Penis
Welcome to the podcast. We hope to guide you on a spiritual journey of sorts. Ba 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 ba.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I have a question for you guys.
What's up, baby?
Why does Reno Mokri look like a fucking goat? Why is he the goat of looking like a fucking goat?
Because he eats goat meat.
That guy is the goat of goats.
That's a fresh L bar. Guys, welcome to the podcast. I'm here. Coach is here. My wife is here. We've planned a sort of a sort of play for you, a performance of sorts, a dance of friendship. And
this nigga's just looking at his books and picking out words.
And we shall now begin. Maiwa, how's your week?
A dance of friendship.
My week was a dance of friendship.
Coach, was it really?
No, of course it wasn't, but it doesn't matter. Like, I had a very interesting experience this week.
Damn, so, a dance of interesting experiences. Sorry, my bad.
Don't kill me. I don't remember what day it was, but this guy came to the house. Someone had recommended him. So he comes with this like powerful vacuum cleaner.
Oh, a cleaning guy.
And that Gorilla Grip super soap.
Yeah, no, exactly. I don't know if my wife's talking about a prostitute or a laundry guy. I'm like, what are we talking about right now?
The thing is, he was a, what do you call them?
A prostitute.
Salesman. No, fuck off.
Stop saying prostitute.
He was a salesman. So he came in like his suit and all that. And he's like, oh yeah, you know, he wants to show us his product. So he goes like, he like puts the thing on the sofa. And he's like, see all the dust that's coming out.
Yeah, he's like, and you guys are nasty.
I'm dead.
But whatever. And then he's like, you know that this thing is very powerful. So first, the first like plot twist is this vacuum cleaner is going for 1.5 million.
Bumbo clad.
How did he get into your house? How did he get
I'm
into
dead.
Your house?
Bumbo clad.
So like, and then at a point,
give
he's
me
like,
a sec,
okay,
give me one second, life. Give me one second. Because I was actually wondering why the hell does a fucking vacuum cleaner require a door-to-door salesman? But keep going. 1.5 yeah. makes sense.
Yeah, so he comes and he's like, you know that in Nigeria, like, you know, he's been to the hospital in Bagada, that there are people, all sorts of people dying, that, you know, in Nigeria, we have like bed bugs and bed mites that we don't see, that, you know, he needs to come and do like a cleaning on our mattress, that is not visible to like the normal
eye. You say your matrimonial sorts. Bed might have something contaminated.
Yeah, I mean, he came, like he obviously applied like the Hoover thing, and then when he was done, he was like, see what was in this, you know, this, that. I was like, okay, cool. So he puts like his boss on the line because he's like, basically, if we don't pay the money today, we can't get it. That today's the last day for
more
the offer.
Sales,
that it's going up to like 1.8 or 1.9.
This
like,
is so
by 12 o'clock. This happened. This happened first thing in the morning. Like I wanted to. I
on
was
Friday.
Ready to go to office. Not on a Friday. Oh, like maybe on like Tuesday or Wednesday. Fair. Like I'm dressed, ready to go to the office at like 8 o'clock, and this guy is
entertaining a vacuum salesman in his living room.
Bro, so like the worst part was, so like when he put his boss on the line, his boss was like, you know, you should buy it for your parents, for your in-laws, for your brother. I'm like, guy, who the fuck do you think I am? Like, you think I'm going to come and spend 10 million? The way you're just like going through all this
business. You guys are going to spend 10 million in a fucking bonanza.
Sorry, but how did he get into your house?
We'll get there, just wait. Okay. So the guy's like, but you know, he's going for like 1.5. You know, once it's 12 o'clock, it's going to be 1.8. But I can give you this offer. And I'm like, okay, what's the offer? He's like, you know, you can pay it. You can enter a payment plan. Maybe you pay like 500 over 3 months, over 4 months. Like you pay five, you make a down payment of like 500. I was like, guy, I still can't afford it. You make a down payment of like 500K, and then, you know, you can spread the rest out over like 3 or 4 months. I'm like, guy, I don't have 500K to give you today. So as he was doing it, the guy who was in my house was like, ah, manager, thank you. That's a very good offer. Like, as they had like a double act. It's like, boss, you need to do it. You need to do it. This thing.
When I'm two with you.
So I was not like, I told the guy, I was like, hey, I'll get back to you. So I cut the phone. And then the guy now said to me, he was like, that I didn't want to tell you this, but that someone died.
What the fuck?
As far as he was trying to say that basically someone died because of like the bed mites.
Oh, damn.
So this is like the Hail Mary. The
good for slam dunk.
It's like, I didn't really want to say this because, you know, it can be very weird, it can be very awkward. Someone died. I'm like, okay, get the fuck out of my house.
Who said someone died? Was it the boss over the phone?
No, the guy.
The salesman in the yard.
I wish, like, it was the boss who said someone's died, and the salesman was like, it was my father.
So, like, how did they get there? So, the thing, what they do is, when they go and do, like,
pitches.
When they go and pitch,
yeah.
They ask you to recommend people.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, it's like, collect your... It's like, who do you think will need this?
Who do you think is dumb enough to buy this?
Yeah, so it's like, they ask for, like, obviously, person's name, where they live, a phone number. So, like, someone suggested us. I'll say it, but you had to censor it.
Are we going to have to fight that person? Because we have to fight that person. What kind of ratings did they have?
No, I'm going to say it, but you had to censor it.
Oh, okay.
So, Kemi was
that
like,
is fucking funny. What the
guy,
fuck?
Are you mad?
Why did you do that?
Like, why did you say that to us? Because, like, bro, no one has 1.5.
Guy, this is so amazing. This is such
that guy has shit. That guy has shit in the comedy. You can't tell me shit. What the heck?
This is so
okay. Important question. Please. Important question. Mario, I mean, who did you recommend? I mean, who did you.
No, the people I recommended were like two uncles, like two of my uncles who I felt could actually, like, one of them is like in hospitality.
Yeah.
So he might actually want it. Yeah. And he can afford it.
Yeah. So if you could but afford like, it, would you buy it? Was it a good product?
No, it was a good product. Okay, but okay, I'm not okay, paying okay. 1.5. I'm pretty sure I could go on Amazon and find like another Hoover for like half that price. That would probably maybe function almost as good.
Similarly.
But it was a good product. Like, it was actually very good. It's fucking powerful. But
so, don't say their name by mistake, by the way.
No, I'm not saying
that. You know, it's funny because like if that happened to me, I would send him to all my guys.
The thing is because before, like the people I suggested him to, I literally text them as I did. I was like, yo, I just gave this guy your number. If you don't want it, just ignore him. Once he calls you, block him. Like, just decide you're not answering him.
Yeah.
But if you actually want to, engage him.
Yeah.
But I did not get into like, this is how much it is. I just said, this guy has a product that, and I suggested you look at it, but... You know,
okay, so you're also, I was about to say that's a much better way to go about it, but I feel like you're also still a dodgy guy. The fact that I didn't mention the price makes you a dodgy guy. The phone call is great. You're a gracious guy. I love you. But you mentioned the price. So ultimately, I feel like you're still going to waste the guy's time and whoever it is you recommended time.
I think also the guy deserves to like kind of do his whole pitch and his lies and everything and just like kind of
if it works on them, it works on them. Yeah. But
he deserves to give them all of that.
I mean, I feel like personally, when he told me somebody died, I might have caved.
No, you can't cave if you have the money.
Okay, to be honest,
you can't cave if you don't have the money.
Honestly, I would have like just engaged him and like asked him what else to think of Hoover. Like, what else is this thing sucking? Because like I'm not just paying 1.5
for like.
Please. I'm not paying 1.5. I don't mean like that.
You know, I mean like cobwebs. But you know that's funny. When I pulled up to TMT's house, TMT who texts me, Maiwa, can you please come to my house? And I came in and I opened the door and he's like, you don't knock. I'm like, guy, why am I knocking?
He doesn't knock.
Like, why am I knocking?
But also, why is your front door open? What the fuck?
No, it's always open. Like,
fair enough.
No, security knows my what.
It also, TMT, I feel you both sides. Like, when I go to folks' houses, I just always knock, but I go to lots of folks' houses where the front door is open as well.
Okay, so the thing is, I'm not even talking about the front door because that's fine. Like, come into my house if you know.
Tell me, what's your bedroom? The guy just opened your bedroom door.
My bedroom, he just opened the door. He does it all the time.
You're the one that literally invited me here. Why am I knocking again?
You guys remember that one. Lady May, you want to see your father's face? Your big brother.
You know, it seems like Jibs does the same thing and he's caught me having sex before. I'm dead.
He's walked, he's interrupted you having sex.
Yeah, guy, he's caught me, man. I was supposed to be having sex that week.
Was this someone you weren't supposed to be having sex with?
No, this was like literally like 4 or 5 years ago. Like, I was meant to be having sex, but like in my head, like sex is, I guess because I grew up, you know, just like thinking about, sex is just not a thing for like, it's not a thing I'm generally very open about. I mean, I get shy, I get flustered. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, that's
so when
crazy.
He walked in. Yeah, when he walked in and he saw me, like I was just like, guy, what?
Yeah, tell me you were hitting from the fuck. Tell me your guy, ass was in full view.
Guy, let me tell you the worst part. He opened the door and he was like, oh, sorry. Then he opened the door again and laughed.
That is great. I love that.
Yeah, Jibs is a loony.
Yeah, he's
I love that so much.
Yeah, man. How was your week, coach?
Not as exciting, man. I didn't get any fucking sales niggas in my yard. However, my dude has been around for like 2 weeks. He got his apartment yesterday, so he was in between apartments. So he came here for a bit, and it's been very refreshing. He's been here for like 3 weeks. Very refreshing having someone around to just banter with. Like, and he's a very diligent guy. He doesn't hate his 9-to-5. So he wakes up, he goes to his desk, he sits down. And then I'm like, fuck, man, I don't look like a bum. So I might as well go to my own desk and work. So it's been very good for motivation type shit. Also, it was a great week because I didn't spend a single dime Monday to Friday. However, yesterday I went crazy. But yeah, it was very it was very successful.
You caught up on your spending.
Yes, I caught up on my spending. I was like, wait, what? What's happening right now, man? I haven't had any more fucking retail therapy. But yeah, that was great. What else happened? Oh, shit. Funniest thing happened. I have a question for you guys. Funniest thing happened yesterday. So I called my cousin and we're catching up. And then I noticed it was FaceTime. I noticed he was like driving. I'm like, oh, where are you headed, man? He's like, oh, he's headed to his nephew's, headed to his sister's house. So headed to his nephew to go talk to his nephew. And this is my first cousin. So your cousin's child is your what? Your cousin, Abi, like your second cousin or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's like your, yeah, it's your second cousin.
I think so, yeah. Anyway, so he's like, yeah, man, I'm off to go see my sister. I need to talk to her son.
No,
it's family material.
Sorry, what did you say?
I was feeling the material. Coach, continue.
Oh, dead. So he's on his way to go talk to his sister's kid. What's happening, man? He's like, oh, my man. He called me and he's like, man, uncle, I started growing hair on my balls. What should I do? I'm like... So literally, he's driving to go talk to his 13-year-old nephew about puberty and growing hair on your balls. And I was very shook, man. I was like, wait, one, first of all, man, damn, man, this nigga's dad is a deadbeat because I'd fucking call his uncle.
Yeah.
Secondly,
that's wild, bro.
This what generation is this? It can't be Gen Z, can he, if he's 13? Is that Gen Z?
How old is he? It might be. I mean, because millennials are like what? Like,
so there's like nothing 26. After Gen Z. Like, Gen Z is still the freshest batch.
I mean,
probably not.
I'm sure like sociologists have identified them, but we probably just don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
Fair enough. I hear that. Yeah. So, and I'm like, that's, I don't recall ever having to like get a talk for hair on my balls.
I don't have hair on my balls
till today. Yes. I mean, no, sorry, not balls. Sorry, not balls. Pubes, not balls. But I do have hair on my balls, though. However, but like,
I don't have hair on my. Okay, see, okay. I hope that's like normal because like I don't have hair on my balls. Also, like, my pubes and my armpits hair.
I think this is the point where you stop.
What?
What the fuck are you talking about your pubes hair? Like,
no. It's just, I think it's
a man in Roach.
Yeah, I was talking to someone.
No, about, stop fucking talking about your fucking pubes, TMT.
No, TMT, first of all, TMT, I'll let you know that I am personally interested in hearing all about your pubes.
This is wild because, like, Earlier today, Coach tried to have a conversation and he wanted to shit and have the conversation at the same time. And my wife didn't even blink.
My wife didn't flinch. Like, yeah, TNT would be so dramatic. Yeah. Like, nigga, I can't talk to you about like, no, shit.
I was like, I hung up the call. My wife didn't care. He didn't flinch. But this is like where he draws the line. And that is insane to me.
Yeah.
No, but like,
maybe if I had shown my pubes while I was taking a shit, my wife would have thrown a fit.
Like, not fast up.
No pubes, no problem.
He's like, made you apologize online. But yeah, like all my, like my body hair, like literally apart from the hair on my head, like beard and hair.
It's scarce.
All my body hair, it stops growing. Like the hair on my chest, the hair on my dick, the hair on my, in my armpit, like the hair on my belly button. it just grows and...
It just caps. It's just like, yeah, no more.
Yeah, it just caps. And it's not hairy at all.
Interesting. So you never shaved like anything that was not your beard or your head?
Yeah, I mean, I've shaved like just to see what it was like. Because I read somewhere that like porn guys shave their dick because it makes their dick look bigger.
Yeah, if you shave like the top of like your dick and just leave the pubes like high, like
So I tried that.
Guess what class I was in when I learned that? This is why you shouldn't allow fucking kids being the same school as... You shouldn't allow GS2 children being the same school as SS3 children. Because I learned that in GS2 from an SS3 student. We were playing football. He took off his shirt. Next thing, he just was like, oh, yeah, man. I just shaved my abs. But also, I shaved my balls because I read in my mom's Cosmopolitan magazine that it makes your dick bigger. And I'm just in GS2, like...
Coach, who was this?
No, I was in a different school. I was no longer in Corona. I was in a different school. You don't know who I was.
Oh, okay. Because in my head, I had a suspect. I was just like, well, let me actually hear this out.
I did. I'm just like, dog, what the fuck, man? Like, I didn't know what... It was that day I learned what Cosmopolitan magazine was, and this guy was reading his mom's Cosmopolitan. This nigga was reading his mom's Cosmo mags, trying to fucking figure out.
That's a man with focus. Yeah. Because... right from the job, my nigga was thinking of how to please women, or like he was doing his research.
Or how to deceive women.
This is what women.
No, it's part now. Like Cosmopolitan is a babes magazine. Yeah. So like he's doing his research.
Why
did
you say
babes
so silently? Don't kill me right now. I think you're trying to get cancelled.
It's a female woman's magazine. I used to read Cosmo as well when I was a kid, though. Funny enough, I used to read Cosmo Reader's Digest in the house.
Yeah, I read all those things.
Yeah, because my mom had like a subscription, and I would literally just read everything because I'd run out of books really quickly. And also, Nepa wasn't popping then.
I'm dead. Don't fucking kill me. Is Nepa popping now?
But to be honest, that's actually how I started reading. Like, it used to be boredom, like, not doing anything. And, like, I used to read so fast when I was a kid.
Crazy. Like consume shit.
And, like, I read a lot of advanced shit. Because, like, in hindsight, when I think of some of the things I was reading, I'm just like, yo.
What the fuck?
Why was it 9-year-old reading?
Like, I knew why the Atkins diets didn't work when I was like 9 or 8 same. Or something. Because, yeah, there were just like all these random articles about it in the house and everything. It was so weird.
Yeah. That book was Orange and Blue, Abby. I can never forget it, man. Etched in my memory for life.
Which one?
And white font. No, Atkins.
Oh, Atkins. Yeah, Atkins was Orange and Blue. Yeah. And I remember, like, my dad used to like be so pleased with himself because like I think Dr. he died, right?
Dr. Atkins, I have no clue.
Yeah, I think
Can I just say something quickly? Notice how when not up to a minute after Kojas, if Nepa is popping out, they took lights.
Yeah,
I'm dead. Oh shit, funny story. I was hanging out on Friday. So on Friday, I hung out with someone I hadn't seen since primary school. But we reconnected in peak pandemic because of Clubhouse. So we just happened to be in the same Clubhouse room. I seen him yanning on stage, and then I hop on stage and I'm like, yo, dog, did you go to so-and-so primary school? Actually, did you go to Mind Builders primary school? And he's like, yeah. And so we reconnect, and then he lives in a different city. He lives in Ottawa, whatever. He's around. He's in Toronto. And so we hang out, end up going to if his friend's apartment for like some Friday, like just chilling. It was someone's birthday. And we're just having a conversation about Nigerian music. And I shit you not, the moment we started discussing Davido, electricity went out for like 10 minutes. And the moment the conversation switched to Burna Boy, the electricity came back. And I'm not going to say that means anything, but it must mean something. You know what I'm saying?
If you want make a ginger,
you
electricity, well, yes, you as well.
Yeah, give me the cock, or
give me the cock, or
give me the cock. No pubes though, so Amaiwa doesn't freak out.
Yeah, no pubes, cockless, pubeless,
pubeless cock,
cockless pubes are not. Cock. Do you know I was at a party last night and one of my friend's girlfriends just said it's a cock fest, and I just started like, I haven't heard the term
that's
cock
funny
fest
as hell.
In so long.
And it's, you know what's even funny about cock fest? Because usually it's dudes complaining about it being a cock fest, but that one occasion when a girl says it's a cock fest is so fucking funny. Like, it's just like,
that's the thing, out here. I think it's, it's a thing though. Like, I feel like that's how annoying men are. Like, men hate cockfest and women hate
cockfest too. Like,
women are like, yo, we need some more bitches in here.
Niggas too. Like, yo, we need some more bitches in here. Everybody. That's so fucking funny, man.
Oh,
but yeah, quick question. So, if your nephew hits you up and was like, yo, I started growing pubes, how would you approach that conversation?
I'll tell him not to, like, gather them and put them on his chin like Reno Mokker.
I am.
So that's, where you want to really start.
You killed me.
That's where you really want to start with the advice. And then you talk to him about, his body.
But really, what is there to discuss? It's like, dude, this is what happens when you get to a certain age. It's normal. Like, make your peace with it.
Also, what I'm most shocked about is, essentially how sheltered my second cousin must be, because I'm like I feel like I had so much information from outside of myself by time like I was growing pubes that I realized like, pubes were normal, and we're just about to like
I had like a cousin who wasn't up to 10 who I nabbed like on YouTube one day, like this summer he was in the toilet and he was just taking too long.
Yeah, I'm dead.
So I went in and I saw him on the iPad on YouTube searching for like sex, like porn type stuff.
Not YouTube.
How old was he? He didn't know anything. Like, he was like 7 or 8. Like, so. But he,
man, I caught him cocky hand.
Literally. I was like, oh, mate, what's going on here? And then, like, he tried to hide the iPad, and I snapped it from him, and I saw it, and I was like, don't ever try this again.
Don't ever try this again. YouTube, you're looking for porn on YouTube.
You know what I just said?
About telling his mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I did.
You told it. I mean, I feel I would tell his mom as well, just so she's aware and like she knows how to navigate it and guide him in the right direction.
He was like 6'7". Like, how not?
It wasn't 6 or 7 because it's a big.
I'll do the math.
It's so funny because Maiwa also started saying he was like 8'9". Maiwa just dropping the ball slowly.
No. I will actually do the math. Like,
no, but like that's wild because that means he was born in like the last decade, like in one of the 2007 something, 17, 16, one of them.
No, when this happened.
No, when he was born. What?
So no, wait. I'm doing the math. So
it happened last summer, right?
No, it didn't happen last summer. It happened when I was still in uni.
Oh, like, oh, so that's a good man now.
He's like 16 now.
You're a random hypothetical. This makes
no
sense.
I'll tell you exactly how old he was.
I was going to say random hypothetical. This may make no sense and you can shut it down if you want.
He was seven, actually.
Okay, seven.
What did you say?
So I was saying random hypothetical and this may make no sense. However, if you say we're scientists, you know we're anthropologists. That's what our fucking thing says on Instagram.
Our bio.
Yeah. So if say we found this child who we raised in a lab, but we fed them and just like, you know, treated them nicely and everything, but they weren't particularly socialized, like having all the context of like growing up and being a human and knowing how to react to certain situations, etc. And say like this child has been unexposed for like, say, and then they're like a mini adult, they're 18. And then you suddenly like show them porn at age 18, but they don't have the context of it being porn and the context of sex and all that etc. Do you imagine that like they would have the same reactions to porn that like someone with all that knowledge and context would?
I think they might be completely disgusted by it.
Basically, my question is, do you think that person would have the ability to be aroused or like the
okay, how old is the person?
18. Yeah, just say 18.
And when they grow up in the lab with you guys, with us, I guess, and they're being socialized by us, and can they watch TV?
Yeah, no, but like it's very like it's very filtered. So they're watching soccer, they're watching basketball, they're watching PG content on Netflix, etc.
Can they watch Friends?
Friends, interesting.
What's
probably reference. They probably like yeah, I can't imagine they can banning watch friends, if they can watch they Friends and they'll probably they'll understand
yeah, they won't yeah, be yeah.
fair
yeah.
enough
yeah. you know what's there can they watch you for
no they definitely cannot watch you for
cannot watch you for
that is so crazy though, like something as like PG and like as like in quotes clean as Friends kinda
yeah it was.
There's
it
had very much sexuality. You know, sexually, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Suggestive. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Tensi, how was your week? This one, you didn't have to remind me. I asked you straight up, man. How you doing, baby?
Oh, guy, I actually forgot because like, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm about growth. I guess we're both growing, you know. How's my week?
Hey, one thing about me, chill, man. Once my partners tell me what they want and how they like it, man, I deliver. That's all you need to do when you're dealing with me. Just communication.
Okay, don't talk about me like it's that.
They don't talk to me like I'm one of your hoes, nigga. What the fuck do you think this is? I'm dead.
Let me see. No, my week was pretty good. I worked, made some interesting strides. One of my friends got his car. his driver was bringing his car from the mainland, and his car fucking And he gave the driver money to buy from, but the driver, you know, the sharp guys, he didn't buy any from. So the car now stopped on Third Mainland. So last man impounded the car and everything.
God damn.
So I literally had to go there. Yeah, I had to go there the next day. They were asking for 60K for fine and all of this, all this bloody stuff, you know. And then I went in there.
No bloody stuff.
I went in there.
You went in there with your FFK, defending experience as a lawyer.
guy, literally on some. Also, you know, like, you remember that government gig now I have?
Yeah.
So I had my badge and everything. So I just talked to them.
Yeah, like, when they're like a Boy Scouts, man, fully decked out in regalia. Don't fucking kill me right now.
I actually wore a suit. But yeah, we sorted it out easy. So I felt really good about that. It was nice to do something nice for a friend. But beyond that, it was just work, play.
Okay, Rihanna, relax. The fuck?
I also met some really interesting people this week. I met
I saw you hanging out on the internet with like ABBA, Team Akama,
and
a bunch of other cool creatives
and a bunch of interesting people. Hung out with the guy who makes quacktails, and he was just like, he invited me to his kitchen where like he actually like puts
He
gave me a chicken mask, like a plastic chicken mask, and I'm going to use that for sex stuff at least once in my life. Don't laugh, man. My wife didn't even laugh. He scoffed.
This nigga about to deliver cock looking like a cock. I love that, man.
He's scoffed. Yeah. Okay. So I mean, it's a duck, but yeah.
Like, oh, it's a duck. Oh, yikes! It's man, a duck, if I hear that. Yeah, oh yeah, because like cocks don't quack. Well, I hear that. Yeah.
They bark. Anyway, like what I found really interesting was like he had MF Doom stickers, like Quacktail stickers. So it would be the Quacktail's duck wearing the MF Doom mask, and he had all these various like themed stickers and ducks and everything. So I thought that was really cool.
That is so cool.
And then he made us like this like. I think the like upcoming slate of Quacktails stuff, and it's like Valentine's inspired, and
it's so it's kind of like a tasting, like a product tasting type thing.
Yeah, a tasting essentially. Yeah, and a lot of it was like Ogogoro and like stuff with like, you know, those fucking aphrodisiacs that guys sell.
Those babes that they walk around and they sell stuff on their like in their koroba on their head, and every fucking bottle looks like it has like wood inside, like
literally just wood.
Yeah,
just wood. And just
they're itself, selling like, wood, you know, they're fucking selling wood water to deliver wood, and no, not water, bro, but you get me.
and wetness. Yeah, So a lot of the drinks had that. How do you feel? Like they had
Ogogoro, those bases, as the base,
and stuff like that. It was really cool. And then we had sushi after.
Nice.
And then I went to this restaurant in Lagos called Cali, which is like
spell Cali for starters. Spell Cali.
It's K A L Y.
K A L Y. Okay.
I think we're gonna say it was like Caraba.
No. It's like the guys who run.
We don't need to guess it to it. I just wanted to know how Cali was, but we don't need to give them extra promo, extra like context.
I'm not giving them promo. I don't even know them. Like, yeah, all I know is like it's the most expensive restaurant I've ever eaten at.
Interesting. Talk to me,
guy. In and out of Nige, because we were just like maybe like four people.
Okay.
And we're ordering like crazy shit.
Just like starters and drinks, back and forth.
You get like, I mean, we had full meals, but like the entire bill was $365K.
But divided by four people. Let me see what 365 is in USD according to Google.
Okay,
365,000 divided by, I'll say USD to NGN. And it comes to, no, sorry, NGN to USD. Am I insane? it's about 877. 877 divided by 4. 219. Yeah, that's expensive as shit. What the fuck? Each person paying $220. Yeah. Like the fuck? Yeah. What were you chowing though? Like, what was the cuisine, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Well, I don't laugh at me now.
Coach said Deuteronomy.
Guys, stop, man. Yeah, that's why I gave them two options. And I was like, wait, was it tomato or tomato? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, now I struggle, man. Everything I see in life is in my head.
That's a peak. That's a, like, a peak real moment. Good, like, summer
retro. Yeah, honestly. It's, oh, speaking of, by the way, I'm going to, oh, Tim, answer your question and I'll talk to you real quick.
What was the question?
Oh, like, what do they serve? What kind of food was it?
Yeah. It's just like, you know, like steaks and shit like that. Like, oh, just like mainstream, like, what do you call it? What do you call, like, cuisine that's, like, made by like, super, like, Michelin star chefs?
No. Something
clue. Cuisine? Cult cuisine?
I have no idea.
No, I can't remember. Mm. Yeah, but it's like one of those, like, big, yeah, spaces.
Calm. Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, yo, I met someone who fucking, it had come up in, like, conversation that I do a podcast. And this person was adamant on listening to the podcast. And I'm just like, no, man, what the fuck? Yo, relax, man. Get to know me as a human being first. Get full context before you get into this podcast. And then, ultimately, I send them the copy episode, which is where the Deuteronomy thing happened. Sorry, it just came back to that. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, okay, this is nice, man. You start off very strong, like, roasting horny niggas. And I'm like, yes. Because, like, the person is in Nigerian, and I was very, like, worried that the context wouldn't, like, translate. But, like, ultimately, yeah, they found it funny. And I was like, yeah, talk to these fucking niggas, man. Niggas is funny continentally, you know what I'm saying? Like, across the board. Intercontinentally, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, Tabi is testament of that, right?
Just, but like, Tabi is Nigerian.
Tabi is Nigerian.
Yeah. Like, Tabi grew up on Nollywood and, like, Tony Tetsuya.
She's only
not like,
Nigerian, like, nominally.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Cool. If Tabi was Nigerian, where do you think what tribe do you think
she already said that? She said she'll be Igbo because, like, the place that she's from kind of shares a border with, like, Igbo land, and they have a lot of stuff in common. So, yeah, Igbo.
Okay, that makes sense. I like that. Yeah, I like that. Like, the same way Adebayo would be
Yoruba because, like, Togo shares a border with. I think I said Edo State, don't kill me.
No, it's just the R at the end that makes you think of Edo State. But yeah, no, and plus his parents are Nigerian, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's
that's one of my favorite people, random, but that's one of my favorite people on Instagram. I follow him on Instagram, and
I think he's one of the best dressed black people in the world.
It's his Snapchat that used to be popping, like, back in the day. Yeah. But I don't really use Snapchat again. But his Snapchat was, like, that period when DJ Khaled, like, popped off of Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Adebayo was giving him a run that year.
True. Yeah, but, like, the guy's just a lifestyle guy on Instagram, and I'm just like, I get it, man. Like, you have to live where you're the king. Like, because I'm like, I used to think, why does Adebayo live in Togo? But, like, yeah, watching him on Insta, I'm like, this nigga is the fucking king of Togo. So might as well live in Togo.
I know the thing. He got so paid from football. Because there was, like, a point where, like, I don't know, wasn't when he was at City, where they weren't playing him because they wanted to get rid of him.
Yeah.
But, like, his wages were so high, and he was like, I'm not going anywhere. So, I'm going to be in Ghana. I'm going to be in Togo cool enough during this season.
And you're going to be paying my
300K. Yeah. Like, if I chain 100K, I'm a fucking lion out here.
He was like, I'm not leaving. I'm not fucking leaving.
You don't fucking kill me. But for real, though, that was him straight up, man. You guys seen Kanye's story, right? Kanye, like, go off. I haven't actually seen it, which is funny. But we had mentioned this in pre-production about, like, the Kanye conversation. And we were talked about how we were going to decide, well, none of us is close enough, except Maya Wadu, like, decide about social media and our kids. But before we get to that conversation about social media and kids, I bet you guys, let me know what's up with Kanye and his wife and North and all that. Give me the
she's not
the lowdown.
What?
She's no longer his wife.
It's
not finalized, but I think she made a request.
Sounded like a Nigerian judge here talking about they're not yet divorced until I sanction.
No, but I think she made a request, like a court request for her, like, her single status to be, like, reinstated.
Yeah.
So it's, like, in motion.
Well, that's pretty interesting. But with the Kanye thing, he's just complaining because I think Kim and North have a joint TikTok account.
Interesting.
And he's complaining that, like, look, I'm her dad. I should have a say in if my kid has a TikTok account or not.
Yeah.
But, you know, in my head, it's just like, it's not really a joint TikTok account. It's really a Kim account that features North a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think as a dad, you should also have a say in how often your kid is on the internet.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It feels hypocritical because, like, North was always online before they got divorced and before this happened.
No, but he's been consistent about this, to be honest. Because you can find tweets from, like, 2020, mm-hmm. I think, where he was basically saying that, like, he liked TikTok. Like, he liked the technology behind it. Mm. But as a father, like, it freaked him out. Because, like, he's just like, so how can we get the... Because I think he called it Jesus Talk or something like that at the time. So this was, like, in his peak, like, religious bag, where he's like, you know, if we can sanitize it for the kids, like, yeah. So the thing with this thing is, I don't... Because, like, the thing is, it's been, like, a repeated talking point. Mm-hmm. So, like, he said it in that interview he gave with Jason Lee. Mm. And for him to say it again... So it's either... That's his, like, his real bugbear at the moment. Yeah. And he's going to, like, say it over and over and over and over again.
Mm.
Or it's either, like, it's something that obviously genuinely bothers him. And he probably feels like the fact that he's, like, obviously asked that. Because in the interview with Jason Lee, I think the thing he said he had two issues. One was that he did not want his daughter in lipstick on TikTok.
Mm.
Mm.
And he didn't want, like, because I think he said he tried to go into the house and security stopped him.
Mm. Yeah, that
heard,
was...
And he heard that Pete Davidson was in the house and he was just like...
Yeah.
Yo,
yeah,
I was just going to say very
quick. Is this at the birthday party?
Not even the birthday party. So I think it was just maybe before, after the birthday party. But, like, basically, security stopped him from entering the house. Like,
that's actually crazy.
Yo, this just triggered something like, that I had, like, I had seen during the week. I don't remember names, but, like, I think it might be a tailor, actually. Yo, what's the name of the dude from Twilight that was a wolf, but, like, was the most famous wolf, like, the main wolf?
Taylor Lautner.
Yes, Taylor Lautner. Yeah. I was going to be, like, Kanye chill up until, like, that just triggered the thought of... They were, like, ladies in their 40s, 50s, like that.
Oh, yeah,
that I had, saw like, that. Taylor Lautner, yeah, like, fan fiction things going, posting... Rooms full of Taylor Lautner, like posters talking about like counting down till he's 18 and weird shit like that. And
yeah,
bruh, yo, I didn't even know how to follow that up, but people are fucking crazy. Like,
people are fucking
crazy. And I understand wanting to like protect your daughter, but I fully don't know the dynamics of whatever the fuck they have going on in Mr.
Yeah, so that's the thing is, there was also like, because there was a screenshot of where, so Mason, Scott, and Courtney's son,
yeah.
I think, so I don't know exactly what happened, but I know Kim posted a screenshot of Mason basically saying that North should not be doing, because I think maybe she went live on TikTok or one of their platforms.
Yeah, and accidentally and posted like saying, the layout of the yard or something like that.
Something weird like that. But I know, so like, I know there was like a screenshot where Kim put Mason basically saying that he didn't think North should be doing it without like supervision. Yep. That because like he apparently in the past had basically giving out information he wasn't supposed to. And obviously he was talking like with the benefits of hindsight and obviously being much older than them. So like, I don't think, like there's definitely, but again, I don't know how much like if Kanye actually genuinely is just using this
as a like, moment.
As a moment, or he actually like genuinely is like, yo,
concern.
You need to stop fucking, like stop fucking with me. Like stop putting...
It's really hard to like have a gauge on the things Kanye really cares about.
Yeah.
Because he's always like, everything just feels like an episode sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or so, like, you know, I don't know. Controlling the narrative or some shit. Like, just a power play.
No, basically. But to be honest, Sha, the thing I'm sympathetic to, Sha, competing with a Kardashian for like narrative, I can understand how that would drive a sin. If the sinners of people like mad. Because the Kardashian, like, media machine, like, there's nobody that comes out through that thing, like...
This nigga said, to play the game, you have to stoop real low.
Because, Because you just be reading media sources, say, or TMZ. Sources tell TMZ.
And every single source is Ryan Seacrest. Don't fucking kill me right now.
Like, bro, like, think of it, like, when, like, Lamar or, like, Chris Humphries or, like, all those guys were in the picture. Like,
buried, that shit, like, buried bare minds, man. Quick.
He has to fight you, too.
The source is, like, the source is that image of Kim behind the plant, so smiling.
I'm dead.
Speaking of... what was that thing you guys said? Did you say debase yourself in public? What was the particular
debase yourself? I honestly do not recall.
Potentially, I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. I don't know, man. I was just thinking about Grooving Gorilla.
I am dead. That's a funny. Like, you've already concluded that he's debasing himself in public. He didn't even get to give us a chance to form opinions.
How do you guys feel about Groovy Gorilla? What's your opinion that I've never heard before?
See, I saw him in an ad. I saw him in an ad last night. And then, Myra, are you sick? Are you actually sick? Myra, are you actually out of your fucking mind?
Guys, I'm going to send you something in the group chat now. You're going to die.
It better be worth it. I swear to God.
Guys, worth it. Oh God.
I'm dead.
I'm next to you. Your laugh is so loud. I feel like punching the wall.
You're my wife. Get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. Get the fuck out.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I've seen it. This is so funny because my pops randomly sent this to the family group chat. I don't even know who the fuck this is. I've only ever seen this on Ozzy and Tommy's Instagram. So I'm just
like...
The
thing is, I know this nigga because on one fantasy football like league I'm in, like throughout last year, he was a person right above me. So I was trying to catch him. In the end, I caught him on the last day.
I'm dead.
So now realizing that this is who this nigga is.
This is so funny.
My wife is the only person that has caught Ire Balogun.
Slow fucking
clap. Who is Ire Balogun?
Slow fucking
clap. Ire Temide Olayiwola Balogun, aka Ire Temide Kabera Balogun, is a conniving, devious, and manipulative fraud whose activities go back well over 13 years. Is this Wikipedia? He works his way into people's lives by studying them. He imitates exactly what that social circle represents, and then slowly he takes. He may hover for years. The only person hoving for years is that guy that tried to sell
that's my own fucking product.
He may hover for years or simply weeks in some cases. Okay, short letter and long
story. No, bro, you know what's killing me right here? His passport, he has a Chilean passport.
That nigga is gone. He gone. You will never see that man again. Oh, so that explains the AKA. He changed his middle name from Olayiwola to Cabrera. I love that.
Yo, life is fucked up, but like, it's so funny because I be fucking, you know, I'm Kalakuta coach and I'm anti-government and anti-establishment and everything. But if you see me watching a movie, I'm 100% always rooting for the bad guy. And now just watching this shit and listening to this shit and hearing that he has a Chilean passport and he's on the run, I'm just like, man, it feels like I'm watching Catch Me If You Can. And honestly, I'm rooting for fucking Leo DiCaprio. Like, bro, 100%.
Didn't this guy scam Ozzy?
The thing is, I know, I saw Ozzy talk about it, but I don't know, like, the details.
Yeah. He scammed a bunch of people, though. But you know, my favorite part about this is there's an actual timeline of his scamming.
Yeah, I saw that. It's a great website. That's what I was thinking when I saw it. I was like,
so no, you know what? Like, someone sent this to me. Someone was like, have you seen the Tinder swindler? And I was like, oh, yeah, I have. And the person was like, just
forwarded this.
I am dying at the first scam. The first scam is Deviant student attended Liverpool University for 3 years prior to Buckingham. He did not graduate and he allowed his family members to fly in for a graduation ceremony he knew he wasn't participating in. That's the scam.
But guy, that's so crazy though. That's fucking hilarious.
2016, disgraced company founder kicked out of betting company he founded after being found to have obtained a fake betting license. Canada ban. Because it's never really... You're not a real scammer if you haven't been banned from Canada. So, I'm sorry. Actually, Canada or Houston. Not America, Houston. It has to be Houston or Canada. Banned from Canada for misrepresentation and or withholding material facts on his immigrant visa application. Chilean passports, identity thief. Illegally obtained identity documents of a Chilean man claiming to be his son. Use them to obtain Chilean passport. So is it Chilean or not? Like, can they revoke his citizenship?
I have no clue, man.
GoFundMe scam. Set up multiple GoFundMe raising campaigns, posing as someone in need to defraud unsuspecting donors. Cyber fraud, 2019. Lawyer impersonator. Purchased the domain to impersonate lawyer and scam his friends and friends' clients. This is actually catch me if you can. Crypto trading. Bernie Madoff Jr.
I'm dead. That killed me. It says that here. That killed me, yeah.
Obtained investment from friends and family. Created fake crypto investment portfolios to deceive them about the status of their funds. I hate this.
Yeah, do you know the funniest thing about that website, though? Guy, click on testimonials.
Click on what?
Click on testimonials. There's a testimonials page, guys.
No, guy, there's a page that says about EA.
There's a testimonials page.
Testimonials, no. Ex-wife statement.
I need whoever, like, the person that designed this website.
It is such a great website. It is so good.
There's ex-best friends. There's ex-wife. There's who else?
I think it was just those two. Should we go?
Do you want best friend or wife?
Nah, man, you're a messy guy, man. I don't care what the wife has to say, man.
Okay, let's go with the wife. Ex-wife statement. 2021 was life-changing. In 2010, I met the person I thought was ultimately my best friend, psych, and I would spend forever with. In the last decade, I encountered certain disappointments and betrayal by Iri Balogun, but nothing prepared me or would have prepared me for what 2021 uncovered. With evidence literally spilling out the floodgates in the last few months, there is no doubt that Iri Balogun is a criminal mastermind, a scam artist, an evil shadow who has mimicked family and friends for far longer than we could imagine. He's a grifter, a pathological liar. He slithers into circles and garners trust by mirroring what he believes you want to see. He studies you. He depicts what the values around you represent. Damn, this thing is just like it. In June 2021, I ended my battle with Iri after discovering that I didn't even realize...
That what? Continue.
Sorry. I hate that Coach catches all this little shit. In June 2021, I ended my marriage with Iri after discovering what I didn't even realize was the first of many. A friend of Iri's got in touch. He owed him a significant amount of money. Prior to this, I had always discussed or confronted Iri with anything where I couldn't grasp the full picture. I always believed I was alert. I would always address it. Unfortunately, that was the error. Confronting Iri gave him an opportunity to not only gaslight me, but cover up his lies and evil, making me feel like I was insane. What I have now discovered is that he would go to any and every length. You could not make it up. What could I not have dreamt that I haven't uncovered? This is just verbose. So number one, changing, blocking, and deleting numbers on my phone. Using my phone and pretending to be me while chatting with different people. His parents changing the ownership documents of my car, again, without my knowledge. Wait, so his parents are in on it?
That's brazy. I have no clue. You're asking me like crazy. I know Iri. Stop, bro. Don't go annoying me.
This is Project Mbappe, man. This is a generational.
I'm dead. This is a generational for real, though.
Yeah. Providing fake recordings of apparent conversations with banks to prove he's trying to pay us back. Doctoring and faking contracts. Forging betting licenses that he had been contracted to obtain. Opening lines of credit in my name, renting cars, and recently using my family home address at his place of residence / collection. Creating GoFundMe accounts, pretending to be other people, one of which he used a friend's name to set up the account. Allegedly staging a break-in at the home in Lagos with the hope I would find it when I returned. The safe was broken into and all my jewelry gone. Damn, this guy robbed his wife.
But also, what a fucking hard rhyme. I better run that back.
Allegedly staging a break-in at the home in Lagos with the hope that I would find it when I returned. The safe was broken into and all my jewelry gone.
Gone.
Bars. Stealing money from our landlord after promising to transfer money to him. What?
How what? the f- landlord is fucking landlord needs to put needs to investigate the landlord.
But it's both. That guy is stealing money from.
Bro, how can you steal money from your landlord? At the very worst, you owe him money. How the fuck?
Guy, that's like arresting a policeman.
Guy is the goat. What are we talking about right now? He fucking stole money from me.
Even someone who could not arrest the policeman.
Lying to people about just about everything, including the fact that he has a 30-year-old child, that his parents knew about it, were lied to my face. He had a 30-year-old child. So that means he had a child in 2009. But he was in uni in 2007.
Nigga, we don't care about all those. Keep going, man.
No, I'm just thinking about like who, if the child is entitled to the Chilean passport or not.
I'm dead because honestly, niggas, that child doesn't want to be in Nigeria. I feel you. Like, what are the guys? What are the child's JAPA perspectives right now? That's how niggas going about childbirth in Nigeria right now. It's like, how can I save this child?
It's a bit dicey. You know, initially, I didn't realize the extent of his lies. And that he was a long con. I just knew that he was a pathological liar and I would never trust him again. We've since discovered several people that we owe debts to. Okay, there's nothing new here. Years earlier, when we moved from Canada after I had my child, so he has two kids. It was impromptu because Eric claimed he had a job offer. I love
math. The only thing Tim knows is math.
Don't play with me, kid. It was impromptu because Eric claimed he had a job offer, a consultancy with a company in Nigeria. He showed me the contract in 2021, August. Not only did I discover the job offer was a lie, it never happened, neither did the job, but also Eric was banned from Canada, hence the rules to get us to leave Canada so suddenly.
That is so fucking crazy. He had the ban from misrepresentation
on immigration applications. This is wild.
But that's so hard, though. Think about how he think about how he finessed leaving Canada without letting his family know
Coach, what me I'm just seeing here is this can be like, what's it called? This can be our next podcast.
Yes, this can be our true crime podcast. Honestly, Maiwa and I have been brainstorming, thinking about how we can address the true crime podcast market. And bro, here we are.
This is content. This is amazing. Nah, I love it.
Nah, this is insane, man. Yo, if I had $1 million right now, Ire, whatever the fuck his name is, would have 500,000 because I'd have bought the rights to this movie.
You don't need to buy the rights. It's like
public domain.
Finna Swindler.
Yeah.
Miss you, hug you.
It's a good.
Oh, fuck's sake, man.
But this is funny because I've already gotten a WhatsApp like forward with this thing. And it's like, please be wary of smooth-talking investors. We send our children to good schools to stop them from joining bad gangs and give them a chance for a better future. To play a part in making them stand up members of society, it is by God's grace. Some are given that opportunity and they choose to misbehave. We are still parents. We will correct them. Some, however, face no consequences for their actions and are left to their own vices. A child who is not corrected when he is young will not amount to anything when he grows up. This is the case of a young man, Ire Temide Balogun, who had all the opportunities in the world but turned to crime, a full life.
Why do they do WhatsApps like this? What's wrong with this?
You don't understand, guy. When I got the forward from my pops, because like my pops just forwards like random stuff to the family group chat. When I got the forward of this thing, that the only time I'd seen it was one person talking about this on Twitter, I was like, I need to get into WhatsApp content because that's a fucking super spreader if I've ever seen one, man. Like, what?
No, yeah. It's the superest of spreaders.
What?
The super
share and warn those around you. May we never have a reason to despair over our children.
Fam, God. If I ever have beef with somebody, I'm going straight to WhatsApp, man. You're tempted. If I ever fall out with you right now, man.
Guy, my issue. But the thing is, like, my issue with like the way parents frame all these things on WhatsApp is they just always center themselves. Like, this guy is scamming millions of people. I am saying,
no, but that's like you know what? Like, I remember I was reading Obasanjo's book. And literally, his frame of reference for every person that he spoke about, like it was like, Atiku is a bad person because his parenthood, or his parent, like you can't literally like trace his parents, or because basically you don't know who they are. And it's like, Saraki, you know, he had good parentage because obviously his father was like a politician. So it's like, for those guys, there's that frame of reference where everything is centered around, like,
if
I know and I can trace, if I know and I can trace, like, obviously your parents, and like, so I can, like, obviously say, okay, this person, you're a good child because maybe your parents were good 20 or 30 years ago. Not necessarily about actually what they did.
Or who you are now.
Yeah.
Niggas think we're still in a fucking village in Djibouti. Nigga,
hey, relax. Like, hey, you DC bad on boy. Relax. Relax on mispronouncing Djibouti for starters. Talking about it.
What did I say?
There. I don't know what you said.
I said Djibouti, didn't I?
I don't know how you said it.
I don't know. I can't remember.
I'm fucking around. Stop,
man. My mom is from Djibouti, so, you know, fuck you.
Okay, relax, man. Okay. Joe Rogan ass, my fucking friend's a black ass nigga. I don't care where your mom is from.
I'm from Djibouti.
I'm kidding.
The part of me from Djibouti that is racist is, you know,
that's not racist.
Zeno.
Zinoliski. You guys, xenophobia.
No, yeah, but you know what this also reminds me? Like, I mean, we've been kind of skirting around like this, like, Reno thing. But, like, that tweet that fucking guy puts out is the wildest thing have seen.
I'm seeing this tweet for the first time. I'm going to get into it. Let me see the Reno tweet. God, why does he look like this?
Hey, man.
It's so bizarre.
But honestly, like,
he looks
like an evil wizard.
So, yeah, he looks so fucking evil. He looks like a villain.
That's what. So, like, why does he think he can, like, make remarks about people's appearances?
It's so weird. Okay, so wait. Am I reading the Yaba Left post first or the...
I actually don't know any of them, so whichever one you decide.
Okay, so Yaba Left online posted on Twitter, "Not every woman has a beautiful face, no matter how you twist it."
Obi Ezekwesili.
Yo, can you say that again?
Obi Ezekwesili.
Obi Ezekwesili does not have a beautiful face, Reno Mokri says. How can Reno say this?
Bro, no. He now quoted the tweet. Like, so...
These bloggers just like screaming headlines. Reno quoted the tweet to correct it. And it was like, "These bloggers just like screaming headlines. I was actually responding to a comment truthfully. I stand by my words. It is what it is. Obi is very, very intelligent and has some principles. But she does not have a beautiful face. Truth is bitter, but better."
# table shaker.
Bro. Okay, wait, hold on.
Do you know how fucking insane you have to be to # your own tweets table shaker unironically? That guy is insane.
I'm shaking the table.
What an unhinged human being.
Okay, no, so... Wait, what? He's saying that she's not good looking and it's the truth.
But also,
he didn't correct the article. He was like, "These bloggers just like screaming headlines."
But yes, yeah, I said the exact same thing. I said.
Yes, and he said, "Obi is very, very intelligent and has some principles."
Why?
Like, why did he say some principles?
That's what I'm saying. This guy is fucking out of his mind. Like, Reno.
Man. Is he a pastor?
Yes, he is.
He's a pastor. He's a man of God.
Let me tell you something. So, one of the most disappointing days in my life was when somebody I really loved and admired forwarded me a tweet by Reno Mokri. The thing about that tweet, though, is that, like, it made sense, and it's one of those rare occasions that, like, you fucking align with somebody that you absolutely hate. Yes. Yeah. But I was like, why on earth does this person think that me, would be willing to accept a fucking forward of a fucking Reno Mokri tweet with the # table shaker to fucking dot things off? I hate that nigga.
This is an awful thing. Are you sure he's a pastor? Is he like, isn't he like...
Why are you shocked? How many Nigerians are pastors? A lot.
Oh my Lord. Nah, you guys are kidding me.
Yo, shout out to Obi. You look much better than Reno. Reno looks like a fucking mountain goat. He looks like those...
He's a table shaker, TMT.
Guy, he looks like a table...
You know what? That's funny because, like, look at the posture he is and, like, the picture of the...
Guy, he looks like he can clean tables with his face.
I'm dead. Yo, Reno looks like... Reno looks... Yo, you know how, like, people would portray, like, Egyptians, like, ironically, like, in satire?
Yeah.
That's exactly how Reno
Prince of Egypt.
Prince of fucking Egypt, man.
Yeah, man. He looks so weird. Like, this, his beard thing, he looks like an Amish nigga.
Oh, yeah.
like an
I don't know if that demographic exists, honestly.
That must be a real thing, right? Like, Amish black people.
Black people? I would actually have to Google it. Do you want to know?
No, it can't be possible. Actually, it's not possible because I remember watching, like, the Amish, like, creation story.
Not the Amish creation story. It's one of the most
racist. Do you remember it?
I don't know. Yo, let's do that to close things off, man. Like, Google it real quick. Okay, and then hold wrap on. Wrap things up.
Amish creation.
This is somewhere in the rush, man. Like, we're doing pre-production on the go, live, right here. The conversations are dynamic. One takes and ting. Tim is out here Googling. Coach is out here waffling. My wife is out here texting his wife because we have to wrap things up and he has to go pick her up from where she's at.
My wife is reading tweets and breaking the podcast to report them live. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, remember this. So basically, fuck. There was this video, and I don't even know if we can play this video on the podcast, but there's this video where they discuss, you know, how God made everything,
yeah,
and all of that in Amish mythology, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, what happened was, I don't know how to describe it, but like they have this weird creation story where angels, you know, God wanted angels to do something,
mm-hmm.
and a bunch of angels rebelled, right?
Tell me those are the black angels. Those are the blacks.
So basically, the white angels, they were the guys that were like with God.
Yeah.
So they came back as white people, and the angels that rebelled came back to the earth as black people. Or something like fucking insane like that, yeah. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to get the YouTube clip and we're just going to play it like towards the end of this episode, like have you guys listen.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you guys can, you know, tell us, what do you think? Are Amish people racist or not? We'll discuss later. We'll discuss.
I didn't even remember what episode this is. This is like episode 92 or something, man.
93,
hey, whatever the fuck it is, man, it's been fucking great, man. So, yeah, TNT, take it. TNT, take it. TNT, take it, man. Why did you know me this bullshit?
Guys, it's been a blast. That was Submarine and a Roach, episode 90.
Two or three?
Three.
Yeah.
See you guys next week. Thank you for hanging out.
93 is best, you know.
93 is fucking best. None of you are Bunny 93, though. That's funny. Except me. I guess I'm 93's best. It is what it is, man. So, boxing match, man, between the two 93's best. Let's see how it goes. Peace.
God, I can't wait to watch it on 30 next year, man.
But the thing is, his birthday is at the end of the year. Yeah, so far.
It'll be worth it because you'll probably be in Niger as well.
Did you say me? Watch me. Oh, like I'm literally 2 years on turning 30, though. Like two whole years.
That's the point we're making. That, like, because your birthday is at the end of the year, it's so long. Like, I mean, it's next year, but it's end of next year.
Yeah, it's perfect. I'll see you there. Submarine, 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 submarine